Hi, I'm Ree.
I'm Zoe.
I'm Sim.
I'm Suchi. And we're
Wish.
And you're listening to
Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing.
Yeah. My name is Abhay Dandekar, and I share conversations with talented and interesting individuals linked to the global Indian and South Asian community. It's informal and informative, adding insights to our evolving cultural expressions, where each person can proudly say, trust me, I know what I'm doing. Hi, everyone. On this episode of Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing, we share a conversation with the pop music group Wish. Stay tuned. You know, I've been grateful over the years to share some conversations with some amazing guests, but in the end, it always resonates even louder with you listening and expressing and building community. So thank you so much for sharing with your friends and rating and reviewing and following along wherever you might be catching this right now. It means a lot, and I'm truly quite grateful. So how often do you hum a tune or find yourself with an extra bounce to your step because you heard a really catchy song that gets you motivated or makes you feel a little bit more excited? There's definitely an energy and a vibrancy to pop music that catches us at any age, but particularly it's synonymous with youth and even a nostalgia for younger days. Not only do we listen and remember the timestamp of when a song was popular, but new pop music and those that are creating it are offering an ongoing window into the culture, meaning, and relevance of the present day. While there hasn't been an all-girl pop group to catch fire in India since the early 2000s, recently Suchita Shirke, Zoe Siddharth, and sisters Simran Duggal and Riya Duggal have been looking to change that. They're the talented Ree, Sim, Zoe, and Suchi from the group Wish, which stands for World Inka Stage Hai. And they seem to be coming at you from just about every angle. All four have talented intersecting stories of singing and dancing and knowing each other. But with mentoring from songwriter and producer Mikey McCleary, their music and performance as a group are celebrating the individuality and community of youth, empowerment for girls and women, and a new generation of iPop. So I have to tell you that when I heard songs like Laziz and Galti, I admit it's hard not to get hooked and eagerly anticipate more songs coming soon. In the spirit of BTS, Spice Girls, and Destiny's Child, Wish has taken on the unique identity of Indianness through artistic expression, keeping in mind, of course, that like those groups, their aspirations and goals stretch way beyond those labels and boundaries. I had the chance to recently catch up and chat about their work so far, about what they think a new generation craves from an all-girl band, and even about longevity and relevance. But we started out with the voices you'll hear first from Zoe, then Suchi, then Sim, and then Ree, talking about how they feel empowered on this journey, both as individuals and with each other.
I feel like, I mean, in our individual journeys, we're also used to doing things alone, so it's a lot of like questioning, it's a lot of doubt, it's a lot of figuring things out on your own, as well as wondering if you're doing the right thing. So definitely, like, that's always a little bit more stressful. You always kind of may doubt yourself. It's kind of like your own journey, so there's a lot of like decision making and things that you have to make on your own, which I think has now changed a little bit, because with four people, you have people to kind of go to for guidance, you have other people who are kind of on the same journey with you, so you're either making the same mistakes together or you're learning and paving ways together, which I think creates a huge bond. So I think, like, overall there's a lot more of like a confidence built and secure, like you feel very secure with four of us going on the same journey.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's like can be a lot of pressure sometimes going on your own, like doing something so big, where the first girl group and for 20 years, and the fact that we're together in this, it just makes it a lot more easier, and just we're just at ease then.
Yeah. Even individually, I feel like I'm a lot more of a girl boss right now than I was like 6 months ago. You know, now we have a bit of validation from, you know, our fans and the internet. And also the shows that we've done, we've seen the response live. And before it was kind of, okay, I'm convincing myself that I'm good at this and that people will one day love me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really great to see the response, and it's kind of made me feel a lot more confident.
I love that you use the word validation. There's always this idea of having power in numbers. And so before all of this, was that something that you guys were each kind of, as you look backwards now, like seeking a little bit more of? And as the validation grows for each of you, the more time you spend together, does it mean that that also shows when it comes to the creative process, that that just gets easier because you feel more confident?
At least for me personally, I feel like I wasn't looking for validation, because I felt like at least for me to be in this industry, I learned very early on that you have to be a little thick-skinned, and you have to know what you're getting into, basically. And because of that, I kind of got into the mindset of not relying on other people's validation and instead like boosting it myself. So it's like, as long as I was happy with what I was doing on my progression, then I didn't really need it from an outside, like external source. So for me, it was more about my little milestones personally, like my personal growth to get to where I wanted to go.
Yeah, I think for me, because this was all like a first-hand thing, like this project just came to me without me, like I didn't know this could happen to me. So before that, I used to be like, oh, one day I'll be known by a larger audience. And I was seeking some kind of validation in my own work, maybe in dancing and singing, because I was anyway working on myself. But right now in this platform, it's like, okay, this can happen and you can reach this audience.
And it helps to have that kind of direction, especially in a creative process. So definitely.
Also, when you have so many other people to work with, I feel like you constantly get inspired. Because you're four different ideas, you're getting a team of creative minds kind of coming up with things. So in a sense, it's like just like a relay of ideas and creativeness.
Mm-hmm. And it's why brainstorming works amazingly, right? Mm-hmm. Because you just keep bouncing off each other's ideas. And so far, we've always been on the same page, even when it comes to like difficulties that we've faced while shooting our music videos. Maybe we interact in the production who isn't really listening to us. And we kind of all just look at each other, like, and we all know what we're going through instantly. So we have that connection, which is amazing, because then we don't feel alone. If I don't like something about the way things are happening, I'm going to voice my opinion. And this is my music video, so I think
we can always
I should have it the way I want.
Yeah. Yeah, we always back each other up. That's or true. We have discussions between each other. Like I'll ask Ri and Zo, because they're the oldest in the group, so anything out of them about what should I do in a situation. And me and Suchi are the younger siblings.
The fighters.
Yeah.
They will fight for what is right. So we have a good balance over here.
Yeah.
So balance is so critical with this. And as those who are kind of really now representing a new generation of girls and women, especially in the arts, especially kind of taking on that girl boss mentality and really representing that well, how would you kind of describe in a way what Gen Z, and particularly India, but definitely on a global stage, maybe what Gen Z wants from an iPop all-girl group?
Nice question. What do they want? Well, they definitely want someone to look up to, who is confident and knows what they want. I mean, especially for women, the age of, you know, men having the upper hand in everything, that's kind of gone. And I feel like even our music is kind of representative of that, in the sense that, you know, we feel sexy in our own skin and we're not afraid to say it. So yeah, that's what Gen Z wants. That's what we feel.
To add to that, I feel a lot of our audience is like, they're very, how do you say, like I get inspired really quickly. So if they see something in Zoe or something in me, like maybe, like I recently read a comment on my post and it said like, you know, I always had curly hair, but now since you have curly hair and the way you are carrying it, I'm going to start embracing my curls as well. So this audience is like, really, I want to be like her. I know I can be like her. Like they just want to get inspired by our personalities and the way we are up there,
And they really love how we carry ourselves as well, because that's what's in the comments all the time and we've been reading them. And that's what I've been analyzing it a little bit. Like, they really get inspired very quickly.
Sure.
So that's something about
when you're in that Gen Z age, it's also very like developmental. Like, for example, I remember when I was like in my teenage years, I was always looking for someone to look up to, like that role model, for someone to who is doing what I aspire to do. So, for example, I was looking at singers or artists who were already making music and just being like, oh, you know what? I want to learn from them. I want to do this when I grow up a little bit more. So I feel like there was an empty space. There was no pop girl group in India. And I guess like Indian music reaching that global stage is like in the pop space hasn't been there. So I feel like everyone with the wave of pop right now and the boy bands and the girl groups, I think they were waiting for that in India. Now that someone has come to fill the space, it's like, oh, we can find our role models. Mm. Oh, we can also do this too. We can try and be artists. We can try and be singers. This is possible. So I think it's just more of like now like opening a door of possibilities.
I feel like when we were younger, we used to look up to a lot of like these Disney stars who've become like pop stars and everything. And, you know, we grew up like watching them. But there was no one in India who was doing that kind of thing. I feel like now we get comments being like people are like a lot of the Gen Z are like, oh, we have this girl group. Or even like the older Gen will be like, oh man, I wish I had a girl group like you guys when I was younger, when I was in college. But now Gen Z can have that, you know, they have that to be like, oh, I'm going to grow up and like, this is going to be like a nostalgic thing for them, you know, to be inspired by a group like us.
Right. I imagine that there's a balance there too, right? Between the idea that, hey, I see role models, I see someone who I could aspire to be. And hopefully what that does is it also allows those younger, particularly younger girls, women, boys, anyone for that matter, to also be really comfortable with who they are, no matter, you know, not necessarily compare themselves to anybody else. And hopefully that, again, builds confidence and trust in themselves. You're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. After a quick break, let's come back to our conversation with Wish. Stay tuned. Conversation. It's the antidote to apathy and the catalyst for relationships. I'm Abhay Dandekar, and I share conversations with global Indians and South Asians so everyone can say, trust me, I know what I'm doing. New episodes weekly, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, this is Vidya Balan, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing.
Hi, this is Farhan Akhtar.
Hi, guys. I'm Ananya Pandey.
Hi, this is Madhuri Dixit, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing with Abhay Dandekar.
Welcome back to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. Let's rejoin our conversation now with Wish. I know that one thing that perhaps older generations and younger generations always struggle with is, you know, kind of, we don't really need to learn from older generations. And older generations are like, boy, these people are never ready to learn from us. So, right? So I'm curious about one thing. You all, as folks who are entering this space, you know, Mikey McCleary has been steering your work and mentoring and doing some great, you know, guidance for you all. But what do you think he's actually learning from the four of you?
It's a process for him also. Like, it's like, oh, there's a lot to do. I didn't know that a girl group, to handle a girl group, was coming with so many other added responsibilities for him. And he's slowly knowing the process. But it feels like he just knew how things would go about, at least for a little bit. And it's going quite smoothly. It's
like he has four more daughters. Like, he just has to deal with a lot of like girl energy and kind of navigate, because I mean, there's a lot of back and forth. He's like the visionary behind this entire
project, but at the same time, he's right. open to allowing us to really be collaborative on this project. So we give our ideas, we give our opinions. If we don't like something, we say it, and he's allowed for that environment. So in a sense, it's a lot of, because he's also like, yeah, I want to know the ideas of your age group as well. Like, what do the Gen Z want? And he will then also give his expertise of what he thinks it should look like. And I feel like him giving us that space has really allowed for a very open conversation and a very creative environment. So it's...
And that takes a lot of empathy, right? He has to learn a lot of empathy from you guys to be able to even be open to that. And that, would you say that because, you know, to be successful in this, you constantly have to learn from others, no matter who they are, and really be open to that. Eventually, does it mean that hopefully there'll be more visionaries and producers and people who are steering this who are women who also hold that kind of lever of power there, right? That it's a lot more women taking ownership of their own careers and not necessarily so dependent always on the men who are steering them.
Yeah, we're actually surrounded by women. A lot of powerful women, like in Sony, the entire team that is doing a lot of the heavy lifting, they're all women.
Yeah.
For our last music video, Galti, we had
a woman Ash, director. Who was,
a woman director. So we're like surrounded by strong girl power, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. And I'm curious for all of you, because so much of the growth has been on Instagram and social media, and oftentimes that can present sort of the highlight reel and the glamour and the fame, and it motivates people to get inspired and out there and get creative and take risks in a way. But obviously that life for everyone, there's a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of sweat and tears and mistakes and challenges to this work. So I'm curious for each of you, maybe what have been some of the surprising lessons that you've learned about yourselves and how to deal with some of those not so highlight moments that you have to go through?
I feel like we've all, we've shot like our two music videos for Galti and Lizzie's, and you, there was a lot of, you know, it was so hectic because we shot it like very close and a lot of rehearsals that went into it, a lot of back and forth and just changing of choreography and things. And sometimes it really, really challenges you when you have to be like, oh my God, like this is happening. And you get surprised by just how hectic things can be. I think it really, like, you have to be calm and level-headed about it, because they are going to be like, you learn from them as well. Like, shoots sometimes don't go as planned, especially like 12-hour, 16-hour shoots. The Galti we shot for over 24 hours, so we didn't even sleep the entire night. It was those, it really like
pushes you.
Yeah, it pushes you, and you learn how to like get through these things.
Also, I feel like if we were to hide that, you know, these things aren't happening, oh no, everything's perfectly fine, I feel like that's also way more exhausting for the person in itself. So the fact that I feel like, because now we've become like sisters in a sense, when someone's not having a good day, it's like we're also there as support. So it's like we don't have to hide it anymore. Like, you can see that the other person needs some uplifting, and that, you know, that's kind of the environment that we have and that we like to have, because you need a boost sometimes, and sometimes that's all that really helps.
Yeah.
And obviously we have very hectic days, which are great and we love them, but it's overwhelming at times. Yeah.
So, in the moment, you're not thinking that, you're just trying to get through it. So it helps to have each other can be like supporting each other. Also, through the whole process, we've learned that if you put a false picture of how great everything is on social media, people can see right through it.
Yeah.
So we've actually been very honest and genuine from the start, and people have really appreciated all of that. And we talk about all the mistakes in our BTS and our behind the scenes, our apprehensions about certain things, and people really relate, and they've been
giving us a lot of love for that.
So. It's what Galti is about, right? Mm-hmm. Embracing all of your mistakes. So it's kind of like putting it out there that this is like very normal and we all make it and you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to be authentic and way. I wonder if it's also taught you that authenticity is part of who you are. And it, in fact, I wonder if it makes your performances and your stage presence and the way that the creative process goes, it makes it that much accelerated. And because you trust each other, because you find that comfort in each other, it makes it so that you can face a lot of these challenges that much easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I feel like the more like we show ourselves, the more, the better like our fans know us, you know, then they also feel like, oh, if we go through something, they're with us. Right now we're so new, but since day one we've already like been getting so much love on social media and fan pages and stuff, so they keep defending us throughout, like from the haters. So yeah
you gotta push away the haters, that's for sure. Or just simply ignore them, right?
Yeah, but it's fun.
It's fun.
It's reading fun. Hate comments.
One thing about pop music that I'm always fascinated by, you know, pop music is so very uniquely Western, right? And mostly American, for that matter. I mean, there's a lot of British pop, but certainly American influences are huge. It's American phenomenon. And no doubt a lot of American and British pop artists, you know, Dua Lipa, Beyonce, Ariana Grande, et cetera, they have signature sounds here. Mm. And for you all, where do you think your Indianness comes through in your music? And that makes you uniquely in an Indian pop group.
Well, so the first thing is the language, right? We're predominantly singing in Hindi, and our melodies are quite Indian as well. And it just makes our music palatable both to Indian and Western audiences because the beats are like in Laziz, we have Latin beats. In Galti, we have a very retro futuristic disco thing going on.
Yeah, which Galti, I love that song, by the way. Just such a sweet and really like catchy. Lots to dance to.
We love it too. Yeah. It's our favorite. So. Yeah.
But also there's no formula for this. Like we're kind of going with the flow because like there are also some other ideas we've had where it's maybe an English melody, but whereas the beat is super Indian. So it's not like a formula that we're following. It's going to be a fusion and it's going to be different every time. So it's kind of just like, adding our roots wherever we can, and we're kind of not keeping like a lid on it. Who knows, we might sing in Tamil. Just kind of keep it.
Another way that we love to express our Indianness is through our fashion. So all of our music videos have really cool Indian looks as well. We've kind of maintained that even in the future releases that we have. There's some very cool Indian vibes going on in the costumes, and we love to fuse them with Western,
Indo-Western
embellishments. Yeah.
And honestly, it's like experimental at the same time. It's not going to be traditional in any form, in any way, whether it's just going to be an experiment. And I think that's what keeps it fun.
Pushes the boundaries.
And young fans of us, young girls, they want to be wearing what we're wearing on the runway.
Right.
We also shot Laziz in this, what used to be a palace. And there's also one sort of temple ruin location. So there's a lot of Indian elements that we love to spread throughout.
Even in the Galti video, it's more like an Easter egg. But like if you see there's a street we're dancing on, and if you, you may not even see it, but there's like a pani puri stall in the back with like little kurkure packets. Mm. And they're just like little tiny things that you may not even notice, but it like, it means something.
Even Zoe in a makhana, in a tub full of makhana. Makhana is a very, like an Indian snack. So food wise, we have a lot of Indian snacks also included. It's fox
pani
snack,
puri.
Right?
Yeah, fox. Pani puri in the water.
If there's basically chaat involved at any standpoint, it's great. one way or the other, fashion, music. Part of the reason I asked this is because, you know, like you said, there hasn't been an Indian pop girl group in a long, long time, 20 plus years. And for that matter, there isn't a playbook for this, right? There isn't sort of like a blueprint for this. So you're kind of mapping your own blueprint.
Yeah.
Because there is such a hunger for some Indianness to this, and because the pop style is so American and Western, does it help you then to stay relevant because of that? Like that's really what the importance is. Like, it's important to have that Indianness to what you do.
Yeah, that makes us different from our Western or Korean counterparts, you know, the other girl groups, boy bands. I think us having Indianness being rooted in our music, in our look, it really makes us stand out.
Also, it's like India is just a totally different culture. It's completely different from another country. It's got its own like richness. So either way, no matter what we do, everything is different, whether it's the sound of the music or whether it's a dance form or the outfits. It's so culturally apt and fit only to India that there is no like comparison. It's just different from something else, and that's great in on its own. So we don't really have to try and force it too much. It's just taking an element from the Indian culture, which is like filled with different Indian elements, and putting it into a song.
Yeah, and people have this very different image of what India is, right? Like, if you've seen Coldplay's video of him for The Weeknd, or even Slumdog Millionaire, they like to show a lot of maybe very rustic situations, but India is so grand, and that's what we really want to show. And
we have a rich culture and so many, and we have it in us. We have it in us to like reach on a level that is similar to the other pop acts, and we can do that. So hopefully with Wish, we're like, that's our plan. Like, we are trying, like, we're gonna work so hard that we also show and prove that India has a girl group that can be on a level the same as Beyonce or
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Suchi, I love that you said that, because it, in a way, it sort of showcases this idea that, you know, the sky's the limit, right? There's no there's no limits. There's no boundaries. You know, you guys can, you really have a lot of room to not just grow and develop, but to be yourselves. You're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. After a quick break, we'll come back to our conversation with the group Wish. Stay tuned. Every story told is a lesson learned, and every lesson learned is a story waiting to be told. I'm Abhay Dandekar, and I share conversations with global Indians and South Asians so everyone can say, trust me, I know what I'm doing. New episodes weekly, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Sid Sriram, and you're now listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing.
Hi, I'm Nisha Pahuja. I am the director of the documentary film To Kill a Tiger, which is currently streaming on Netflix. And you are listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing.
Welcome back to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. Let's rejoin our conversation now with pop music group Wish. I remember, I think in the Rolling Stone interview that you guys did, where there's this play between Wish and Vish. And, you know... There's definitely kind of this, you know, balance. And when you think about the many moods and the many textures and temperatures that any group can go through, even though it's the beginning of all of this and you're set to release more music and videos and performances and really explode more onto the scene, what do you actually think it takes to have longevity in this business? Because again, you're going for the long game, right? Not just for the short term gratification, but in a way to become a global brand and to really sort of like get that out there. What do you think it requires to have lots of long term success and longevity?
I think as a group, if you have that mentality of
hooking, like being hooked to the smaller things rather than the bigger picture. Like, it can be as simple as coming on time for practice. It can be as simple as learning the steps, a song perfectly for a week. It's these small things that matter for us to be great in long term. That's what I feel. And just being consistent, like consistency is key, I feel. Like whatever you're doing, just keep doing that same thing. Like if you branch out like to do another thing at the same time, it might not work. There'll be chances where you can fall down, basically.
Yeah, we need to stay true to who we are and not forget that throughout the process.
Also, I feel like the most important thing, at least for me, is that we should never forget that we can keep growing. Like no matter how big we are, we can learn and keep learning from whoever, no matter what stature, no matter like how experienced, like we can learn from someone who's super inexperienced in a different way that we don't know. We all have our own experiences, and no one, no matter how big they are, how far they've gotten in life, I feel like everyone keeps learning until they grow old and stop doing the job. So I feel like as long as we're open to keep on learning, we will go for as long as we can.
I think BTS as a band, they released songs like really long ago, and they saw it, they felt like they're not going to make it until they made a song that was so hit. So they just kept going. Yeah. And I think we feel the longevity is just about keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. Having focus. And there's always this dance between, hey, we need to keep on point and we need to do the same thing with consistency, as you mentioned. And yet at the same time, you have to always be open to new ideas and new directions and being able to innovate in a way. And does it help then, because it's four of you, to sort of bounce those ideas and make sure that all four of you stay centered in a way? Kind of you keep each other really kind of grounded with lots of checks and balances in that way?
Yeah, we're always talking about, okay, what are our shortcomings? How can we be better? What can we do to be better? And we're very honest with each other in terms of we know our strengths, we also know our weaknesses, and we also let each other know if, you know, there's certain places that we need to work on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're all different. Like we have our different strengths and different weaknesses. So in a sense that we all have, like each of us can go to the other for something. And that keeps it constantly like flowing. It's never like, oh, somebody doesn't know enough. It's just everyone has their place and we can all keep kind of growing together at the same time.
Yeah, I feel like Mikey handpicked us and put us in the group because he really thought it through and saw our personalities and just our vocal strengths. And because we're so different, but when we sing together, we sound so good because we totally blend and we harmonize. And you know, that all of that is so important when you're going into a group. And I'm glad because obviously me and Ria know each other since so many years. But we got to know. So we have that thing, you know, that we're a team. But then it's now we know Zoe and Suchi also since 2 years since we've been working on this project. So all of that, you know, just has built up getting to know each other. We work better as a team.
I think something really great, which has happened naturally, is I feel like none of us are ashamed to ask for advice or ask for something from the other that they didn't know, or if they have a doubt about something. And I've realized that naturally it's happening. I feel like that's really great because a lot of people are sometimes afraid because of comparison. Or just because of doubt, they may not ask or they may not want to get that advice because it may seem like they're weaker in any aspect. But I feel like that kind of never really happened. We all kind of openly had these discussions, or like other people would like say, no, that's wrong, fix it right now. And it just naturally happened and no one took it badly. And I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah, you know, that's hard sometimes, right? To synchronize. I mean, people need to develop time to get chemistry with each other and really make sure that they're very complementary in this way. And for all of you, I imagine that writing songs and recording and choreographing and performing and dancing, these are all places that you find to be comforting, right? They're all your happy places in a way. Yeah. And so what are some of the things that you've had to do so far as a group that you've had to actually practice and learn, but that aren't completely in your comfort zones, that you've had to really sort of like, you know, say, oh my God, like you cringe the moment you hear that. Like, you know, are there some things specifically that have been out of your comfort zones that you've, by default, you've had to like just jump in there and get good at?
Oh. I think I have a long list of that.
How much time do we have? Is that like
So everything was so brand new to me. Again, I keep saying this for anyone who's asked me. And Galti was what we shot, and that was the first time I had to face a camera, and I was so nervous. I just looked at the director. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Just tell me what to do. And she actually, you know, got me through it. Told me what to do, and she just told me, just act like you're the boss because you have this blazer on and just you're the boss.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's picture something in my head. And I just like went for it. I didn't even know if it's come good, and like so much overthinking happening. Then secondly is like dressing up, because before this, I used to just dress up so randomly, like just a t-shirt and shorts and shoes and just walk out. No makeup, nothing. And now I have to be like, okay, is this matching with my pants and my shoes? And the third thing is me, usually I speak things that are very...
She speaks her mind.
I speak my mind. And sometimes I have to be like, okay, I can't be crazier. I can't talk anything. You have to like, because my facial expression will be like it's just like when I'm hearing something, because I have to focus and like, you know, control
you react
my...
a lot.
I have this instant reaction that comes on camera, and then suddenly my mom's like, why did you make this expression? You know how you look like. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like getting too much. So that's a process that I'm working on right now.
But at least you know that about yourself, right? Like being, at least knowing that about yourself is huge.
Yeah, exactly. For me, it's been, I guess, for joining the group, the audition was because Mikey already knew that I could sing and dance, but it was important that we could write songs together as a group. So I first went into the studio, and Parth, one of the producers of the songs, he was there. So my audition was like, can I work on a song? Can I write? So yeah, that was like being in a studio working, writing songs with other people, with a whole team. I'm used to writing songs with my sister, just me and my sister.
Right.
And yeah, so that was a bit of like getting used to, getting out of my comfort zone. But I think, yeah, it didn't take too long.
For me, I would say, like, when I sing, I know exactly what I'm doing. And my confidence is all in there. Like, I always say, like, I'm a singer. And I think it was the first, for me, I dance as a hobby. Like, that's what I love to do. Yeah, I have the best moves. But I never ever, like, saw myself as, like, a singer and dancer at the same time, because I was focusing super on like solo career. But this was always a dream. Like, I always loved boy bands and girl groups, and I loved the chemistry, and I loved that they had friendship and this whole thing. And it was something I always dreamed of, but I just never thought that it would happen, because in India there is none. And I was just focusing on my thing. So when it came up, the only thing I was apprehensive about is that I'm not really a trained dancer. It's just something that I love. So in a sense, like when I met the girls, obviously like I was doing what I loved, and I loved dancing. Like the dance rehearsals were my favorite thing ever. But I guess when it comes to that perfectionist in me, I'm always like questioning of like, okay, I don't have any fundamental basics. So is something as basic as how my foot is looking, is that right? Is that in the right technique? So little things like that, I'm always watching the videos back to see where I can improve and stuff like that.
She picked up really well though. Dancing was, she's really quick learner. She's a very quick learner. And dancing was, she went from this to this in like a month or 2 months time.
We were watching a video also recently, and it was like an old one, like how many years? One at least. And like she's We were just talking about how she's improved so much. It's been so much growth.
And I love you all that, you know, you all prop each other up. Ree, was there anything that for you was kind of, you had to really jump
in? She's born with everything. She's the all-rounder. Yeah. She was born for this. Yeah.
Well, that is how I feel. No, but singing and dancing, I mean, are the two things that I always want to get better at. Like, I want to be great, so I'm probably never going to be satisfied with the level that I'm currently at. So yes, especially doing them both together and doing justice to both those art forms is something that I think it's just going to be a lifelong journey for me. And yeah, I want to perfect them both. Also, like, it's when you're on stage, it's a balance of, at which point do I give more focus to what? Do I focus more on my singing here? Do I focus on my dancing? So that is something that I want to be able to do both together on autopilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. And it's something to aspire to. And I love that all of you understand like how to coach each other and back off sometimes, but then also help motivate each other as well as a group. You're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. After a quick break, we'll come back to our conversation with the group Wish. Stay tuned. Conversation. It's the antidote to apathy and the catalyst for relationships. I'm Abhay Dandekar, and I share conversations with global Indians and South Asians so everyone can say, trust me, I know what I'm doing. New episodes weekly, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Krish Ashok, author of Masala Lab, The Science of Indian Cooking, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tam France.
What's up, everyone? This is Anto Philip.
Hi, my name is Richa Morjani, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing with Abhay Dandekar.
Hi there. I'm Abhay Dandekar, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. Let's rejoin our conversation now with the group Wish. I'm so curious about this aspect. You know, there's so many young people and children and, you know, young teenagers who are watching your work and they're getting inspired and motivated. And yet there's always this backdrop of the thing that always every young person goes through, which is school. You know, for you all, you're embarking on this journey that doesn't always provide a match with what you've been taught in school, right? And yet, how do you reflect back on why some of those processes of being in school and learning different subjects, for that matter, how do you think that translates to success in this arena now?
It's a very, very good question. But I feel like what you learn in school, like, I didn't do anything music related, like in terms of learning, until college. That's when I really dove deep into it. But I feel like everything you learn helps you for this situation. Like, our industry isn't just singing and dancing, it's talking in interviews, it's meeting other people, it's influencing younger audiences as well. So everything you learn builds you up as a person. So your personality, everything comes from that. So I would say, like, learning everything is important. I even say watching TV shows and learning from characters are also great things. I feel like that's how I learned everything from
TV there's shows. So much observation that you're doing.
And what you write about.
Right.
So I feel like that's what makes you your person. And I think it's very important, no matter what industry you're in.
Yeah.
I think in school, when I was in school, and we had to do this inter-school competitions. So before that, we had to prep for like choir singing. And there used to be like this full orchestra type of situation. And we had to present ourselves, maybe drama or athletics. This whole prep that used to happen in school, like that period, like, you know, recess and just after that, I think the very on time thing, and it happened every day, this helps in like that helped me in Wish. Like every day we have rehearsals and then our exam would be like the performance.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like even talent contests in school, they really boost your morale. And for me, it was like, even like in the fourth grade, I remember it was the first time I came first place in a singing competition. And it just like, it gives you that confidence that, oh, you can be a professional at this. It starts from there, right? And like you're young, that's when...
It's exactly, it teaches you how to be an all-rounder.
Yeah.
For example, like we are like school captains or sports captains. So you're learning how to lead. You're learning how to voice your opinion. You're learning how to like boss.
Yeah.
So in a sense, you're learning a little bit of everything. And I remember my first music competition, I sang like this. So you can hear it in my voice. Yeah. Like, big girls don't cry. And now what you grow into, it teaches you that. It teaches you that you can start really scared. It teaches you that you can grow. It teaches you that you can fail. It teaches you that you can succeed. So it's like prepping you for the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the most important things that I experienced in school was the whole social experience.
Yeah.
So interacting with other kids, and you're all young and stupid, right? And interacting with other kids who are also young and stupid and immature, it makes you learn a lot about yourself and about other people and dealing with that, because you deal with so many things like bullying, you deal with
name calling and everything. You get comments right now on social media.
In school you got it on your face.
Right. I mean, it does, you're right. It gives you a social backdrop. It gives you an idea of how to navigate through a group, a community, how to communicate effectively.
How to work in a team.
Right. Yeah. All of that. And on top of that, I've had the fortune to share conversations with people who have switched careers and gone on from being an engineer to a chef and things like that. And the one theme that it seems like is all of these things stem back to being able to solve problems and navigate through problems and really sort of be both socially and intellectually and artistically very aligned and craft your path and things like that. I only had one other thought to ask you all, and that is, you know, people are discovering the work of Wish and your art often for the first time, and they're now newly kind of finding you all as a favorite group and with lots of favorite music. When people are newly discovering your music and your performances for the same time, you know, for the first time, what's the one word for each of you that describes how you want them to actually feel?
I
don't have one word. More like,
it could be more than one word.
When I want viewers to watch us and feel something, I don't want them to think that, wow, these girls are great for an Indian act. I want them to think, wow, they're amazing, period. And you know, I want them to think that we're at the same standing as other international acts.
I would say I would like them to feel relatable. Like, we all have such distinct personalities, and the fact that they can relate to each of us is so beautiful in itself. And that's what makes us like Wish. It's also something that we've been trying to like, you know, like, who can be relatable to us? And we are trying to be like, you know, as friendly. We are naturally so friendly that we want to let them know that, you know, just we are friends and we can hang out.
For me, it's like inspirational. Like, for them, it's like they look up to us and consider us to be role models, and they want to do the same thing and have a career in singing and be pop stars. So for me, I want them to have an experience. Like, I want them to take away that feeling of like, oh my gosh, I felt something. Because I feel like that's what music does, right? It can make you feel better. It can make you just feel like more in tune with yourself as well. So I
will say experience. I want them to take away something from it and feel something and hopefully come back for more.
Yeah.
Well, I know that people who are experiencing and taking in and soaking in all that is Wish, they're coming away hungry for a lot more. And we're looking forward to so much more. Thank you all so much. This was really such a treat, and I hope we can visit with you again down the road.
Definitely. Yes. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully in person.
Thank you so much. And please check out Wish streaming everywhere. And if you're enjoying these conversations, please share with your friends and family and drop a kind review or rating. Stay cool out there in the heat. And of course, try and practice kindness every day. Till next time, I'm Abhay Dandekar.